You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on March 1st, 2026. Welcome to episode 9 for the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. I would like to provide corrections on my last two episodes, as the February 15th show was episode 7, with the February 22nd show being episode 8. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, and a long feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up is Mutter Mutter's Nostalgia with Me and You.
You take care of me too. I said, don't you think the world's just getting crazy lately, maybe? One against the world just ain't as fun as if it's two.
That was Me and You from Mutter Mutter's Nostalgia. Next up is Sophie Tucker's Butter. Here is Guardian Angel, Stand By You, Butter Virgin. Sorry, I'm just taking a look. Sorry about this. Cannot find the song right now. Oh, there's Guardian Angel. Okay, now here it is.
I'll stand by you. I'll tell you what to do. When you get so all mixed up, just you call. I'll get you all.
I'd like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. On February 23rd, the Red Leafs women's golf started in the Tim Tierney Shootout at Corica Park Golf Course in Alameda, California, where the tip-offs were at 7:30 a.m., hosted by CSU East Bay, and was completed the next day on February 24th, where SFU finished fourth after firing four over par, 588 strokes over two rounds, among 19 teams. Mira Minhas led the Red Leafs after four under par, 140 strokes for fourth, followed by Dana Smith after two over par, 146 strokes in a tie for 18th, with Lauren Lee of Western Washington, Anaya Bando after 6 over par, 150 strokes in a 5-way tie for 28th, Cadence Cole and Belle Brezovsky after 10 over par, 154 strokes in a 4-way tie for 46th, among 102 golfers. California State San Marcos won the team crown after 13 under par, 563 strokes, led by Avery Foster after 8 under par, 136 strokes, tied with Zoe Garcia of Seattle Pacific, and Foster won the individual crown after a two-hole playoff in the Tim Tierney Shootout at Corica Park Golf Course in Alameda, California, where SFU finished fourth after firing four under over par, 588 strokes over two rounds, among 19 teams. On February 25th, the SFU Athletics website announced that indoor track and field and cross-country programs will continue if the university is accepted into Canada West and U Sports, with the decision in either the spring or summer, effective fall 2027. SFU decided to continue their indoor track and field and cross-country programs after analyzing possible impacts and benefits, including sustainability, travel, and student-athlete experience, as the university is looking forward to build on their winning tradition. Both Red Leafs basketball teams returned to action on February 26, first with the men's as they confronted the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks at Johnson Sports Center in Nampa, Idaho, where the tip-off was at 6 p.m. Pacific, and SFU fell to Northwest Nazarene 82-71. The Red Leafs were led by Zach Stone with 30 points, the highest in the game, followed by Mikhail Malabuyak and Sartaj Bangu with 10 points each among 8 scorers. Meanwhile, the Nighthawks were led by Regan Easton with 22 points, Garrett Hawks with 15, Jaden Byers with 12, Brick Ranstrom, and Michael D with 11 points each among 8 scorers. Now to the SFU women as they hosted the Montana State Billings. Now to the SFU women as they hosted Montana State Billings at West Gym on the Burnaby Main Campus, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m. and the Red Leafs were swarmed by the Yellow Jackets, 88-52. Montana State were led by Cassie Chestnut with 21 points, the highest in the game, Brooklyn Brennan with 19, Caitlin Grossman with 12, Taylor Harris with 11, and Ray Smart with 10 among 8 scorers. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Sophie Bergeron with 15, and Haley DeWell with 10 among 9 scorers. On February 27th, MNP recognized Hugh Wheeler, Lauren Lugtigheid, Owen Nicholson, and Rhea Matanovich for their stellar performances in February 2026. Hugh Wheeler, a redshirt freshman, led the Red Leafs men's wrestling with a 3-1 record in February, improving his team best record 21-7. Lauren Lugtigheid, a sophomore, led the SFU softball team with a .400 batting average as of February 27th, set an SFU and GNAC single game record with 4 stolen bases on February 6th at the 2026 D2 West Coast Challenge. Owen Nicholson, a junior, won 2 races in the 2026 RMX Swimming and Diving Championships, winning the 1,000-yard freestyle at 923.91 and 1,650-yard freestyle at 1,551.93. Rhea Matanovich, a freshman, earned the female track of the meet at the 2026 GNAC Indoor Track and Field Championships as the final runner in SFU's victory in women's distance relay at 1,220.15 and won the women's 1 mile, which is 1,609 meters, at 454.77 and 800 meters at 209.4. Later on February 27th, the Red Leaf softball started in the Nordell crossover hosted by Cal State Humboldt, with the first game against the Cal State Dominguez Hills Toros at Tracy Sports Complex in Tracy, California, with the first pitch at noon on Field 3, and SFU were blanked 6-0 by Cal State Dominguez, out hit 8-5, and the Reds made 3 errors to the Toros 1. The turning point was in the top of 4th, when Cal State Dominguez's Michaela Bishop singled to SFU's second base Madeline Hansen, which initially scored 1 run, but Hansen made an error in bringing to bring in another run, part of the Toros' 3-run rally against the Red Leaves. Cal State Dominguez were led by Ashley Goodale, who went 3-for-4 with 2 runs batted in, and Michaela Bishop, who went 2-for-4 with a run scored and a run batted in. SFU were led by Cassidy Effelt, who went 2-for-3. The Red Leaf softball played their second game against Cal State San Bernardino Coyotes with the first pitch at 4:30 on Field 2, and SFU were shaded 7-6 by Cal State San Bernardino. The Red Leafs jumped to a 2-0 lead in the top of first as Lizzie Sugrieve hit a single to left field, which initially scored the first run, but the Coyotes left fielder Madison Zaro made an error to bring in the second run. After Cal State San Bernardino scored in the bottom of second, as Daniel Castillo scored on an Avery Rustwell pitch, Castillo tied a game in the fourth on a solo shot off Rust. The Coyotes scored 2 more runs in the inning and chased the Red Leaf starter Avery Rust. Cal State San Marcos went up 5-2 in the fifth as Ava Paquin scored on a wild pitch from Alexandra Nazarov, SFU's second pitcher, while Lizzie Sugrieve hit a solo shot off Ava Paquin in the top of 6, Cal State San Bernardino scored 2 runs in the bottom half for a 7-3 lead. The Red Leafs had a 3-run rally in the top of 7th, but ultimately fell 7-6, getting out hit 8-7 with the lone error by the Coyotes. SFU were led by Lizzie Sugrieve, who went 3-for-4, 3 runs batted in, 1 run scored, while Cal State San Bernardino were led by Alex Hooper, who went 2-for-3, 1 run scored, and 2 runs batted in. 5 events were on tap for February 28th. The Red Leafs men's wrestling competed in the 2026 NCAA Division II Regional 6 at Lock Ridge Arena in Golden, Colorado. No SFU wrestlers finished top three in any of the weight classes, which were in pounds. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf softball resumed in the NorCal crossover with 2 games at Tracy Sports Complex in Tracy, California. The first game in Day 2 was against Chico State, with the first pitch at 11:30 a.m. on Field 1. The Wildcats jumped to a 4-0 lead in the top of first, capped off by Italia Abranica's 2-run single off the Red Leaf starter, Monica Bork. With the score 5-1 in the 6th inning, SFU had a 4-run rally in the bottom half to tie the game at 5, highlighted by Lizzie Sugrieve's 2-run double off Chico State's Kylie Lorscher. However, the Wildcats had their second 4-run rally in the top of 7th, capped off by Itzel Del Rio's 2-run single off the Red Leafs reliever Alexandra Nazarov, and Chico State defeated SFU 9-5, despite both sides getting 10 hits each. With the Red Leafs making 4 errors to the Wildcats, 0. Chico State were led by Itzel Del Rios, who went 2-for-5, 3 runs batted in, and Italia Abranica, who went 2-for-5, 2 runs batted in. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Cassidy Effelt, who went 3-for-4, and Lucy Sugrieve, who went 1-for-4, 2 runs batted in. Excuse me. The Red Leafs' second game was against the Cal Poly Humboldt Lumberjacks, with the first pitch at 2:30 p.m. on Field 4. With the score 2-0 Cal Poly in the top of 3rd, SFU scored 4 runs, capped up by Ella Boos's 2-run single off Lily Fournier. But the Lumberjacks struck back in the bottom half, started by Shelby Shanks' solo shot off the Red Leafs' Emma Franklin, and tied the game at 4 on Marisol Gomez's sacrifice fly to the right fielder Cassidy Effelt, who scored a go-ahead run in Hannah Tout's 2-run single in the top of 4th, off Lily Fournier, as SFU jumped to a 6-4 lead on Cal Poly Humboldt. But the Lumberjacks inflicted a 7-run assault in the bottom of 5th, overwhelming the Red Leafs 11-6 as Cal Poly Humboldt outhit SFU 11-9, with the Red Leafs making 5 errors to the Lumberjacks 4. SFU were led by Hannah Tout, who went 2-for-3, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in. Cassidy Effelt, who went 1-for-4, 2 runs scored. Lizzie Sugreve, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored. And Ella Booth, who went 1-for-4, 2 runs batted in. Meanwhile, Cal Poly Humboldt were led by Shelby Shanks, who went 4-for-4, 2 runs scored, 3 runs batted in. Marissa Brody, who went 3-for-4, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in. Marisol Gomez, who went 1-for-3, 1 run scored, 2 runs batted in. And Matea Muraoka, who went 1-for-2, 2 runs batted in. Both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action for the last games of February 28th. First with the men's, as they visited the Central Washington Wildcats at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington, where the tip-off was at 4 p.m., and SFU were swarmed by Central Washington 86-66. The Red Leafs were led by Sertaj Bangu with 17 points, followed by Tate Christensen with 13 among 7 scorers. Meanwhile, the Wildcats were led by Calvin Sisk with 18 points, the highest in the game, Jordan Clark with 17, Ellie Williams with 15, and Jamari Harris with 13 among 8 scorers. And the SFU women's basketball capped off February 2026 as they hosted Seattle Pacific at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 5:15 p.m. and the Red Leafs dominated the Falcons 78-64. Seattle Pacific were led by Grace Turley with 18 points, followed by Julia Levine with 16, and Haley Ann Ota with 10 points among 7 scorers. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Rachel Lukes with 30 points, the highest in the game, followed by Bree Neufeld with 13 and Rylan Quirk with 12 among 7 scorers. There is one game on tap today as the SFU softball finishes the NorCal crossover, as they are currently playing against Cal State Monterey Bay at Tracy Sports Complex in Tracy, California, with the first pitch at 9 a.m. on field 1. Let me look at the score, if it's available. Just hang on for right now. The Otters are up 7-1 on the Red Leafs.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. St. Martin's finished first as the regular season champion at 15-3 conference, 23-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage second, 12-6 conference, 20-9 overall. Northwest Nazarene third, 12-6 conference, 18-9 overall. Seattle Pacific fourth, 9-9 conference, 14-11 overall. Central Washington ninth, 9-9 conference, 15-14 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks also 9-9 conference, but finished sixth, with a 14-13 overall record. The first six teams clinch GNAC championship berths. As for the rest, Montana State Billings, 7th, 9-9 conference, 20-11 overall, but for some reason, I don't know why Montana State Billings have not clinched a GNAC championship berth, because while their overall record is 9-9 conference, much like Seattle Pacific, Central Washington, and Alaska Fairbanks, Montana State Billings overall record is 20-11, far better than the three teams who clinched GNAC championship berths at 9-9 conference records. Western Washington 8th, 7-11, 13-16 overall. Western Oregon 9th, 4-14 conference, 9-18 overall. Simon Fraser, which is currently tied with Western Oregon, 4-14 conference, are actually dead last, as they are 7-21 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division I. Western Washington are the regular season champions at 15-3 conference, 23-6 overall. Central Washington 2nd, 14-4 conference, 23-5 overall. St. Martin's 3rd, 14-4 conference, 18-9 overall. Northwest Nazarene 4th, 12-6 conference, 17-9 overall. Montana State Billings 5th, 9-9 conference, 17-14 overall. And Western Oregon rounds out the top six among GNAC championship playoff teams at 9-9 conference, 14-12 overall. So the top six teams clinch GNAC championship berths. As for the rest, Alaska Anchorage 7th, 8-10 conference, 16-11 overall. Simon Fraser 8th, 5-13 conference, 10-19 overall. Seattle Pacific 9th, 4-14 conference, 7-20 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks are dead last at 0-18 conference, 0-26 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the softball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. No interconference games have been counted for some reason, even though SFU actually played an intra-conference opponent. I believe that was Western Washington a while back. Northwest Nazarene are first at 12-7. Western Washington, 2nd, 9-8. St. Martin's, 3rd, 7-7. Western Oregon, 4th, 7-9. Central Washington, 5th, 5-12. Then there is a huge drop-off. Simon Fraser, 8th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Simon Fraser are 6, 2, and 15 overall, and Montana State Billings are last at 2 and 16.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome to the second half of Episode 9 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, followed by a long feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Nell Smith's Anxious. The tune is Boy in a Bubble.